Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, the lingering showers disappear. It'll be cloudy and cool with a high only near 60. Kenosha right now, 57 degrees, 57 in Burlington, in Milwaukee, also in Racine. For overnight, so a major traffic-related investigation took place in Kenosha. It closed down 52nd Street and 22nd Avenue, that major intersection, for over 4 hours. Information initially had one person injured going up to Frederick Hospital. State Patrol brought in, so was the Kenosha Sheriff's Office. Barricades at that area finally removed from several blocks around the site. That was about 2:20 or so this morning. We still do not have any information about what exactly occurred. 2018 City of Racine budget review process began last night. It started out a little bit late for lack of a quorum to legally hold a committee of the whole meeting. And once they got started, Alderman Sandy Widener walked out when Council President Q.A. Shakur said only questions would be allowed about the capital improvement plan numbers and the intergovernmental revenue fund figures. Eventually, they got back to business. 10-year CIP, 16-year IG fund projections talked about by Administrator Jim Palahniuk. He noted the capital plan for Uptown proposing what he called several significant catalytic investment projects, including Triangle Park and a pedestrian pass-through. Plus, it'd be a hard look at maybe turning the old theater into an Uptown Performing Arts Center.
$125,000 is available for planning and feasibility study work in 2019. So we really believe that the kind of excitement that project would generate, that with a $5 million challenge grant from the city's IG funding, it could leverage another $5 million in foundation and various benefactor support to make a pretty substantial program.
The old Machinery Row project name, it's now Water Street. Palahniuk saying redevelopment efforts are going to continue as revised, including demolition and cleanup.
So you'd have 20-plus acres of clean, clear, available riverfront site that would then pay for all the demolition, the remediation, planning, the redevelopment, including all of the public access riverwalk construction, the seawall improvements for that site, beginning in 2018, at a combined estimated cost of $6,120,000.
Total outstanding city general obligation debt, less than $97 million this year, according to Palahniuk. He also pointed out that policy has purposely increased total debt service over the past few years. Yet to come the 2018 Racine general obligating budget. More meetings coming up starting next week. Foxconn campus still needs land in the village of Mount Pleasant. Many of those affected property owners showing up at the village hall last evening for the first of three public information sessions. The open house style format, allowing anybody attending to stop at different display sites, talk with different representatives about the project, property acquisition appearing to get the most attention. This is resident John Yusa asking questions of a real estate acquisition contractor, Pete Miesbauer.
Even though you're disrupting all these lives, what kind of compensation do you get for that?
The laws that we operate under say that we must pay fair market value.
Fair market, that's it. Forget what you do to us, as long as you get that.
We buy the real estate and move and provide relocation assistance for the occupants.
I mean, anybody, we could all sell our house at for market value if we want to. This thing, they ain't giving you a choice. They're just kicking you out and saying, that's it.
I understand. I'm just explaining what the law provides.
Yusa and the other affected property owners told that the project's real estate team will be fanning out and contacting them. Many who attended clearly concerned the offer for their homes may not be enough to cover the cost of moving into something comparable. There's another information session coming up this evening at Racine's Memorial Hall. Now, Foxconn already has a physical presence in Mount Pleasant well ahead of the groundbreaking, which is yet to come on that big manufacturing plant about a year from now. Company is leasing space in a big spec building off Highway 20 near the interstate. And according to Racine County Economic Development Corporation Director Jenny Trick,
that is going to be their training and initial production area and some testing of products as well. So excited about that.
Trick telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Foxconn now beginning to hire people. Their HR personnel did attend the Mount Pleasant information gathering, and they will be at the Memorial Hall event starting at 5 o'clock in Racine. And coming up next week in Kenosha, it's a unique job fair. It's geared toward workers who might take advantage of the relatively new express bus service out to Lakeview Corporate Park in Pleasant Prairie. The Express Route 35 job fair will be held from 1 to 4 p.m. next Wednesday, October the 18th. It'll be at the Kenosha Transit Center's streetcar barn. It's expected to feature 8 to 10 employers from the industrial park. In a statement, Doug Bartz, who's the county's job center manager, says the job fair should be a great resource for connecting people to the companies in the business park, especially those who can't or don't drive. Kenosha County District Attorney's Office issuing an arrest warrant for 25-year-old Alex Aiello in reference to about $40,000 worth of damage done to a home he was renting from a relative near 62nd Street and 39th Avenue. Criminal complaint against Aiello says he poured cement down the drains in the house and used a chainsaw to damage the drywall, among other things. All this coming after Aiello was evicted by the owner. Paint vandalism to the Christopher Columbus statue on Kenosha's lakefront sometime this past weekend got cleaned up by Public Works employees just in time for a ceremony yesterday afternoon while police continue to investigate. The incident mentioned at the end of the city's Public Works Committee meeting by Alderman David Bogdala, who called out the offender with a couple of choice words.
We're not going to tolerate that kind of garbage around here. And again, whoever did it is a punk, and they need to be thrown in jail wherever they are.
Police reports indicating about a gallon of paint was poured mainly on the front of the Columbus statue. The event yesterday put together by the Kenosha Italian Heritage Committee, including several members of a delegation from Kenosha's sister city of Cosenza. Hundreds of immigrants and their supporters, including from Racine and Kenosha, off to Madison today. There's a public hearing at the Capitol on a sanctuary cities bill. Here's Christy Newman-Ortiz with Voces de la Frontera.
It would allow any public employee to inquire about someone's immigration status. So that could be a police officer, someone who works for the sheriff's department. It could be someone who works in the city, in the county, in the courtroom, to inquire and then to share that information with immigration to be part of kind of the machinery of deportation that the Trump administration is really trying to drive, using local government as a tool for that.
Immigrant rights gatherings also had big crowds in Milwaukee back in February, as well as in Madison last year. Village of Sturtevant's Plan Commission scheduled to meet at 6 o'clock tonight. That'll be at the Municipal Building. Among the items on the agenda, a conditional use permit request from Pana Gold to operate a warehouse and distribution center for bakery items at 1740 Wisconsin Street. Plans from O'Brien Plumbing for a new storage building at 10638 Durand Avenue, and an amendment to the conditional use permit for Goodwill Industries to allow for retail operations with a change to their building at 1630 Enterprise Drive. Leadership Kenosha. Participants going to be choosing a project from proposals submitted by small businesses, nonprofits, corporations, local communities, local government agencies, and K-16 educational institutions in Kenosha County. WRJN's Janet Hoff tells us what this is all about.
The Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce, UW Parkside, and a consortium of business, education, community, and nonprofit leaders all partner on the Leadership Kenosha program. The project ideas need to clearly identify a community issue and provide a realistic opportunity for the team to create something specific and meaningful between this November and May of 2018. Those in the past have typically involved event planning and implementation, community service, marketing, and program development. Participants meet on a project outside their normal Leadership Kenosha program activities with the goal of addressing a community need. More information is available through the Chamber of Commerce at 262-654-1234. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.